Clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de la puerta. We welcome you aboard our Highway of the Guide.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the automatic doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of the Monorail Tales. I do believe we are in for a fun show tonight as it's game night. Yay! But I should let you know that this is a new game for us and has never been played on this show before. So it's going to be interesting to see how the players are going to do. So we do have contestants lined up ready to play. But before I introduce them, let me introduce your host for the game show, our very own Rick Forbes. And Rick, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Now, could you share with our listeners what your game show is about? And then I'll introduce our guests.
Yes, very excited. Like you said, it's a new show that we've never done before. The $100,000 Disney Pyramid.
Wow. That's one of our special guests there, Rick, in the background. So do you want me to go ahead, introduce our guests, or do you want to explain the rules at this stage?
Let's go ahead and introduce the guest, and then I'll explain the rules to everybody at one time.
Okay, that sounds great. So I'm so excited, Rick, because tonight we have special friends with us. It's always a joy to have them on our show, and they are two of the co-hosts from the Dub D-Dub Review podcast. So I would like to first of all welcome Stacy to the show.
Thank you very much. I couldn't withhold my excitement earlier after Rick announced the game. So sorry for giving everybody that little preview there, but I'm really happy to be on the show and thanks so much for inviting me.
Well, as I say to most of our guests, let's see if you're saying that at the end. Yeah. And I would also it's a great pleasure to introduce Chris. Chris, it's always great having you on our show. So welcome back.
Sheila, I can't talk right now. I'm busy Wikipediaing the $100,000 pyramid, so I know what I'm expecting here. So
No, you can't do that.
Forbes, good grief. So, okay, let's do this. But first, I want to know this. I have a question for you. So Bill Mitchell typed earlier in a group about the Monorail Tales. And because he's a sweetheart, Bill Mitchell spelled it T-A-I-L-S. So I'm sitting here right now wondering, am I on the Monorail Tales or the Monorail Tales? Which show is this? I'm just curious.
It's like one of those.
T-A-I-L-S is the Patreon.
Oh, very good. Very good, because I was thinking of just sitting here just buck naked today. I'm just saying. But anyways, let's get to the show. I'm ready to roll.
Okay, see, listeners, I told you this is going to be a really good episode.
Yep. So stay tune out now. We just hit the peak.
It's all downhill from here. I would also like to introduce Monorail Tales co-host.
Oh, yeah.
Steve.
I'm sorry. I forgot I wasn't introduced.
Yeah. I'm introducing you. Hello.
Hello, Poppet.
And actually, I was not supposed to play this game tonight because I'm not very good at games. So, you know, Chris, Stacey, you've got a good chance of winning this, and I've got a good chance of looking at a divorce down the road. So anyway, yeah, I'm stepping in for one of our own co-hosts that couldn't make it tonight, unfortunately. His wife was having a birthday, so...
Well, that's good. That's good news.
Yes, it is.
You know.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Time out.
So wait,
our co-hosts don't have priorities.
The host committed to a game on his wife's birthday, then looked at the calendar and was like, hang on. Wait a minute. Yeah. This isn't going to be good for me. Is this what happened?
Oh, no, we're not going to say it was Bill Mitchell.
All right, we're going to furiously search Facebook right now to see whose wife had the birthday. Nice.
Oh, so anyway.
Talk about calling a lawyer.
Yeah, exactly.
He can have mine, all three of them, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
No, you know, I'm going to stick up for my Bill. I'm going to stick up for him because I think originally it was not supposed to be tonight. It was supposed to be another night that we had this fun.
Probably his kid's birthday.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, Rick, I know you're chomping at the bit here to get this game going.
That's why I'm trying to stall.
Rick, are you still awake at this point? Are you still committed? Are you with us?
What?
Yes?
Are you on mute?
Am I muted?
No.
Okay. All yours, Rick.
All right. So if you guys are anything like me, you may have grown up watching the $64,000 pyramid and then the $100,000 pyramid later on the days you're home from school, along with Price is Right and Let's Make a Deal.
No one's like you, Rick. Come on now. Help us out, brother.
We were skipping school. We weren't sick.
Well, I mean.
But I we were from the other side of the track.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and recap the rules. Can everybody see the screen with the picture on it?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so the rules, it's a game where teams of two take turns giving clues for the teammate to guess as many words within the time limit. There are two rounds, six categories per round. Each team will be given 60 seconds per category to correctly guess seven words. To choose the team that goes first, and choose the first category, we'll flip a coin. I have one ready. And then the play alternates. The next team will choose the second category, and then it goes back to the first team for the third, so on. This one is very important, illegal clues. Any player giving illegal clues will have that word disqualified and moved on to the next. Illegal clues are as follows. Clues that contain any part of the word. Clues that begin with, starts with, or rhymes with. You can do single words. You can do phrases. Mm-hmm. But you can't do starts with C or rhymes with Pinderella. Yeah.
Gotcha.
If the player guessing, either player, if one player's having a hard time giving clues or the other player's having a hard time guessing clues, you can pass on the word, and we will return to it if time allows. The team with the most points at the end of each round will then proceed to the winner's circle. The gameplay is reversed in the final pyramid. The player given the clues must list off clues so their teammate can guess the category. So you'll have a category instead of a list of words, and you'll have to give clues so the other player will guess the category instead of trying to guess a list of words.
Got it.
Okay.
And you have to give your clues as a list of items, not descriptions. So you can't use phrases for this.
Right.
You have to use single words.
I remember that now. Okay.
You're going to have to remind me when we come to that part.
I will.
Thank you.
The player that is guessing needs to turn away from the screen so they can't see the words that come up.
Right.
Okay, so Chris and Stacey, you two need to decide which one of you is going to give the clues first. And Steve and Sheila need to do the same so the person guessing can turn away from their screen.
Boss lady, you want to guess or you want to give clues?
I'll guess first.
You'll guess.
I will turn away.
Okay.
Actually, my eyes are just closed really tight.
Okay.
You sure you're not squinting?
I know. I have to be totally honest. I mean, like anybody can see me. I have to tell you. No, I didn't turn away. My eyes are just closed.
All right. Rick, I've got my red, white, and blue bandana on. I'm ready for war. Let's do it.
Okay. Hold on just a second. I'm going to have to share my screen again. I think it disappeared. Am I correct? And the screen's gone? Sorry.
Rick's like, please open to the right tab. I do not want them to see the other tab. Please open.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't pit the guys versus the girls.
Well, we can change it.
Well, no,
we haven't started yet.
I don't think that's fair on Stacey.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
I was about to say, woohoo!
I mean, if we weren't playing the weakest link, it would be pretty obvious.
No. Here we go.
How rude.
Okay. Are we ready?
Ready.
I'm ready.
Flipping a coin to see who goes first. So, Chris,
we can let our guests go first, Rick.
I've already got the coin ready. All right, Chris. Heads or tails?
Tails. Monorail. It's, tails.
It's heads.
Oh.
Oh, no. Bill Mitchell. I don't want to go first.
No, we can
first.
Defer to the second half.
Okay. Oh, heck, I don't even know what I'm doing here.
No.
All right. So, Sheila, you're giving the clues?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Okay. All right. So, our categories are animated movies, classic characters, heroes, snacks, resorts, and songs. All right?
Okay.
So, Sheila, pick the category you'd like to start with.
I'm going to start with resorts.
Yes.
Okay. And you're
going
to have
the only thing she knows.
You're going to have 1 minute. And don't forget that either one of you can choose to pass. All right. Sheila, are you ready? No rhyming and doesn't start with a certain letter, but you can use phrases. All right. On your mark, get set, go.
Film. Sky.
Sorts.
Characters.
Pop century. What is pop century? What is movies? What is?
I'll take what it. Is... All-star movies.
Okay, all-star movies.
Lays.
What is Alani? What is Polynesian resort?
Polynesian.
Foreign language.
What is the English resort?
Full. Half.
What is the empty resort?
Pass.
Okay.
Tower.
What is Coronado Springs?
Yes.
All right. I'll give that to you since you got it the last minute.
Oh, my heart. All right.
Steve, the first one that you missed was French Quarter. Language.
Oh, language. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half.
Well, I was trying to think of languages Sheila didn't speak.
Yeah.
French. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. So you guys got 3 points for that one.
Woohoo.
Hey, I'm happy.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, are you ready?
I am ready. Stacy, you ready?
My eyes are closed still. I haven't opened them yet.
They've been closed all this time?
They were. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I probably don't have to have them closed still. I just kept them closed anyway.
You have a headache from the stress. Let's roll with classic characters.
All right, classic characters.
Here we go, Stacey.
Choose a team. The Dubs. All right. On your mark, get set, go.
Oh, boy.
Mickey Mouse.
The female bovine. Horse collar's friend.
Clarabelle?
Yeah.
Donald Duck.
Gosh.
Goofy.
The chipmunk. That's...
Chip or Dale?
There you go.
Dale.
Fat bear, half shirt.
Winnie the Pooh.
English girl falling down a
Alice
hole.
Alice in Wonderland.
All right, you guys got all 7 points. Great job. All
right. Can I open my eyes now?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Whoa, it's so bright in here.
You can probably keep them over, keep them open while Steve and Sheila are going, Stacey. All right. Sheila, do you think you got a better handle on how the game's played?
Nope.
I'm hoping. All right.
So now I give the clues on this one, right?
No.
What?
No, that's only for the second round.
Oh.
Okay.
She has to give you clues for okay. every this whole round.
Oh.
So, Steve, turn around or close your eyes.
Oh, my
God. Sheila.
I just did when you told me that.
Okay. Sheila, pick a category.
Oh, none of them. Can I choose my own? snacks. I don't eat snacks. Why
did I choose you snacks? Don't have to eat them. You just have to be able to describe them.
Okay.
Are you ready?
No, but go.
All right. On your mark, get set, go.
Favorite. Ice cream, pineapple.
Mickey bar.
Pineapple.
Dole Whip.
Ears. Mickey. Bread.
Salt. Yeah. Pretzel. Mickey pretzel.
Oh, America. Icing sugar.
Funnel cake.
Oh, has two of these. Roasted, baked, gobble gobble.
Oh, turkey legs.
Yes.
Two of them.
Bugs Bunny's favorite food.
Carrots. Carrot cake.
Time's
cookie.
Up. It was carrot cake cookie, but unfortunately, you took a little too long to get that one, Steve.
No, I didn't.
But you guys did get
four. What did we get?
-3. I don't know. Yeah, what did we get?
Four. You got four.
Yeah,
four. That's four.
Oh, that's right, because you're now going to go and get another 7.
Yeah, so we're tied.
Yeah.
Take a picture of it.
Stacey, you pick. Which one would you like? Animated movies, heroes, or songs?
Let's go with songs.
Songs.
All right, Stacey, are your eyes shut?
They are shut.
All right, Chris, are you ready? Stacey? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, are you marked? Get set, go.
Mary Poppins.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Nope.
Spoonful of Sugar.
Yep. Peter Pan.
I can fly. You can fly. We can fly. Yes. I can't remember which one it was.
Haunted Mansion.
Grim Grinning Ghosts.
Elsa.
Let It Go.
Ariel.
Part of Your World.
Nope.
Oh, goodness. I can sing them all.
Below Cats. The Ocean.
Oh, Under the Sea. Thank you.
Oh, I don't even know what this is. Oh, man. This is not a song. What you would see if you looked into a mirror.
Reflections.
Okay.
Let's move on, I think.
What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, he got it on the last second.
Yeah. I thought that was going to be the hardest one. That was amazing.
What is it? Is it we can fly? You can fly?
You can fly.
Okay. I'm trying to think of it in my head. I'm like singing it. It's just not.
Guys,
not
help, right
with any of them.
Help me out. What is Reflection from? What movie am I
Mulan.
Missing?
Mulan.
Okay. Okay. Who is that girl I see? Staring straight back at me. When will my reflection show? You know that song?
Beautiful.
Thanks.
Sung by Salonga, but not by...
Leah Salonga.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, actually, she did a good job.
Yeah, I just put my 2 weeks notice in at work, you know, so I could quit my day job and sing.
People yep. have confused you from Mulan. I mean, I've seen this, so okay.
Yes. I'll make a man out of you.
Easy. Easy, Forbes.
Whoa.
Easy. What are you doing?
Okay.
Just don't say that. Just don't say that to my husband in November. Heard that.
You know, yeah.
All right, Sheila, choose a category.
I don't like either of them because I'm no good at movies.
You don't have to guess.
You haven't been good at the other two either.
So. Shut up.
You might want to keep those lawyers. I'm just saying.
Turkey legs. There's two of them.
I was trying to think.
Okay.
All-star movies. Sky.
Oh, that's stars. You have stars in the sky. Now, if you're going to make fun of me, Forbes.
Well, yes, we are.
Okay, then I'll give you something to make fun of me of, then. Animated movies. Let's go turn around, Steve.
All right, turn around, Steve. Are you ready?
Yep.
Sheila, you ready?
Yes.
All right. Are you Mark? Get set. Go.
pass. Go. Where animals are kept.
In a cage.
In a movie.
Casual Falls. Although.
The police officer.
Jail.
Movie. Where animals are kept. Animals. Lots of animals.
A zoo. Zootopia.
Yes. Puff was one.
A dragon. Pete's dragon.
Not the first.
The last dragon. Raya and the last dragon.
Yes.
Oh, what? Oh, pass. It's a book, a movie, animals.
Time's up. All right. The first one Sheila passed on was The Fox and the Hound. The second one she passed on was Fantasia. And the last one was The Jungle Book. And that would have been disqualified because she used the word book.
Oh yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah, but you did get 2 points.
Huh. Wow.
So the score's 14-9. So.
All right, I'm closing my eyes.
This last round is kind of just like rubbing salt in the wound, but we'll do it anyways.
All right,
Chris and Stacey.
Let's do it.
Ready.
Are you ready for the heroes category?
Yes.
Let's see if you can get a perfect 21. Are you ready?
Yep.
Ready.
All right. On your mark, get set, go.
Strong Greek.
Hercules.
Red-headed Scottish woman.
Merida.
Homeless. How can
Aladdin?
I say this? Yep. Young lion who made questionable choices.
Simba.
Okay. robs from the rich to give to the poor.
Robin Hood.
Okay. Abraham De Lacy. Giuseppe Casey.
Give me another one.
Oh, Duchess Marie.
Oh,
Abraham De Lacy.
I've never seen that movie. It's from the Aristocats, though, right? I don't know the characters in it.
No, time's up.
Dang. What was it?
I never
would have gotten that. Yep. Never, ever, ever.
O'Malley the Alley Cat.
Yeah.
Rick, I couldn't get the Mulan song, but I could sing the Aristocats song.
It's funny because you couldn't get Mulan, but I could, and... then I couldn't get the Aristocats, and you could. So it's
I've always had a soft spot in my heart for that. The kids, when they grew up, that was one of like the first like VHSs like we like found like at like a thrift store. So we went through that countless times.
Yeah, well, I grew up watching it all the time. And it's been very hard for me not to be yelling out clues myself.
Oh, I know. You have no idea. Even though I'm on the other team, I want to
I just wanted to help Sheila. I felt so bad.
Yes. Thank you, Rick, because Sheila is not supposed to be here.
Sheila doesn't watch movies.
No, I don't.
All right. So we are going to the winner's circle, and it's the Dubs, Chris and Stacy, that get to do this round.
Oh, good.
The roles are reversed. So Chris is going to have to guess, and Stacy has to give one-word clues for the categories to make him guess it.
Okay.
All right? It's a little more challenging, so you have 120 seconds, 2 minutes.
Okay, can I have like can you give me an example of how this would work just so that I know? Like, let's say the category was pizza toppings or something. Would I just say pepperoni, cheese, green peppers, and then he would have to say pizza toppings?
Yes.
Okay, that's perfect. Right. Got it.
Perfect, Stacey. I'm so glad I didn't have to come up with an example.
You can use that the next time. Feel free.
All right.
Rick, just remember whose show you're on.
We're on the Dubs. We're on the Dubs show. Right?
Oh, are we on the Dubs?
Yeah, I think so.
They're winning. Okay.
No.
You have to edit.
You got to edit, Chris.
All right. Stacey and Chris, are you ready?
Ready.
I'm ready.
Gosh, that, Chris?
I'm wearing my red, white, and blue headband over my eyes.
Oh, I wish I saw that.
I'll send you a picture.
How are you going to take the picture?
I don't know. I was just thinking that. How am I going to take this picture? You're going to see some weird pictures.
All right. This is for $50,000.
Let's do it.
Ooh. All right. Stacey, you ready?
Ready.
Okay. On your mark. Get set. Oh, and you guys can pass. You still have that same role. Okay.
Great.
All right. On your mark. Get set, go.
All right, this is opposite of princess.
Prince.
Opposite of princesses.
Princes.
Perfect. Not Tomorrowland, not Fantasyland. It's where pirates are.
Adventureland.
Yep. One word, please, no phrases.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Adventure?
Oh, this is really hard. Fireworks.
Nighttime Spectacular.
Magic Kingdom.
Wishes.
Yes.
Yes.
Park.
Epcot.
No.
Hollywood Studios. Animal Kingdom. Okay.
Show. Magic Kingdom.
Oh, Fantasmic.
Tennessee. Banjo.
Country Bears.
Yes.
Okay.
Job. Big. Oh goodness, I'm trying to think of a word that doesn't have that word in it.
Pass.
Well, this is the last.
It's the last one.
Oh, okay.
Rhodey.
Rhodey, as in Marvel, as in
Animal Kingdom.
Oh, Joe Rhodey. Like a nighttime show.
Job.
Imagineer?
Yes.
I'll take it. It's Imagineer.
I think you should take away the 1500 from us, though, because I totally was giving phrases and not words because I got so excited.
It's okay.
No, I didn't think it was. No.
It's fine.
Oh, I was giving sentences.
Rick, do you need my Venmo for that? I'm just curious. Can I send you my Venmo for that?
Sheila was good for it.
That's a big Patreon subscription right there.
That's huge.
I mean, even if we take out the 1,000 and the 1,500, we're kind of cheated. But
all right, Monorail Tales listeners, Rick Forbes needs help. He's acquired a massive debt all of a sudden.
Yes. We are going to open up our Patreon.
Rick, start selling those T-shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just bought 4 myself. Okay, so the scores are going to go back to 0 for round 2.
Oh, okay. We're doing another round.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Steve, Rick's got 19 rounds planned, just so you know.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Do you guys want to switch your roles for it's round 2?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Handel's Messiah. You better sit in for the long haul here. Okay.
You want to switch?
Oh, yes.
Well, don't say it like that.
Chris and Stacey, do you guys want to switch your roles for this round?
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to regret this.
Yeah, Stacey's eyes are getting...
I have been for a while.
I mean, what other food does Magic Kingdom sell that only has two legs?
Venison, cow.
No, they got four.
Chicken.
We're ready, chicken. Rick.
It's always okay. Good to see a healthy marriage. It's always nice to see that. Warms my heart. It's
all right, I flipped the coin. Since Steve and Sheila lost, Team Monorail Tails, T-A-I-L-S, since they lost, I'll let them choose. Heads or tails?
Tails.
And it's heads. Sorry.
Lost again. I blame Sheila.
All right, Stacy.
All right, we're going to go for restaurants.
Restaurants. All right, Chris, are your eyes shut?
Headbands back on. We're good.
All right. So we're back down to a minute for the round. And Stacy, as a reminder for this round, you are allowed to do phrases.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Yep.
On your mark, get set, go.
All right. This is at the top of the Contemporary.
California Grill.
Yes. This is at Disney Springs, Art Smith's.
Homecoming.
Yep. This is the all you can eat at the Polynesian.
Ohana.
Yep. This is the ice. This is the place where you get sweet treats at. Oh my goodness! At the
Beaches.
Yes.
Beaches and Green.
Yes. This is the new restaurant in the American Pavilion at Epcot.
Oh man, the Regal Eagle.
Yeah. This is the restaurant that was at Woodfield, and it's at Animal Kingdom.
Oh, gosh.
All animal, of the animals.
Animal one. Oh, man. Rainforest Cafe.
Yes. This is the Winnie the Pooh character dining at Magic Kingdom.
Time's up.
Shoot, Crystal Palace.
Yes, Crystal
Palace.
Good job. Good job, guys.
That was
6 out of 7 on that round. All right, Steve and Sheila, are you ready?
No.
Sheila, turn around.
Yeah. All right. Sheila doesn't watch movies, so there's nothing on here that I can do.
If you want her to give the clues, you don't have to switch.
No.
You're gonna lose either way.
I'm gonna go shows and spectaculars.
All right. Is Sheila ready?
Probably not.
I mean, can she see the screen?
I cannot see the screen. No. I'm turned around in shame.
All right. On your mark, get set, go.
This was a brand new show at Magic Kingdom, and it begins with this is a joyous thing that I'm going to live forever. The name of the show is called Skip. All right. This is one of the shows you like, a nighttime parade that hasn't been at Magic Kingdom forever.
Sorry, you said the word.
Okay. This is at Hollywood Studios. It's been defunct for about a couple years now. They're trying to get ready to bring it back. It's got Mickey Mouse, and he throws his hands up in the air.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yahoo!
All right. This is something that happens in Epcot at Christmas time. And
The candlelight procession.
That's it.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks, Stacey.
That's a tough category, Rick. Oh,
that was. I was glad I didn't have that one.
Oh, we're done.
It's tough.
Yeah, time's up.
Okay. I should have skipped on Happily Ever After.
Yeah, the first one was Happily Ever After.
I knew she, about halfway through, I was like, she doesn't know this.
Your clues were not good. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Rick.
Well, I was trying to cheat, sort of.
Hey, like, did I get more than one?
You got two?
Yes.
Two.
Woohoo! I'm in the game.
Electrical Parade. Did you get that one?
Yep.
Okay. Fantasmic. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Chris and Stacy. Choose a category.
All right. What do you think, Chris? Is there one that you would like?
Stacey, I got my eyes already shut.
You all right, them. I'm picking then. Oh, gosh, these are all ones. I'm with Sheila here. Like, I'm not a movies person. I'm going to go with villains.
All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, are you, Mark? Get, set, go.
Oh, my, pass. Oh, my goodness. Pass.
Just describe the movie.
Okay, this is, I don't know. This was one of the new live actions based on Sleeping Beauty, the villain from that.
Maleficent?
Yes. This is the villain from The Little Mermaid.
Ursula?
Yes. This is the villain from Lion King.
Scar?
Yes. Oh my goodness, pass. She's just the greatest parental figure ever, not really villain parental figure from Tangled.
Oh, I'm drawing a blank.
Okay, pass.
Okay. Yeah. Why can't I think of it? I almost want to say something French.
I'm not going to know.
Okay.
Okay, that's right.
Rick, right. Rick, give me some clues here. My eyes are still closed for the one she okay. wouldn't know.
Yes, please do. I don't know who any of those people are.
The evil man from Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Frollo.
Oh, yeah.
The villain, the old lady in Emperor's New Groove.
Yzma.
So with that one, I could picture her, and I knew who she was, but I did not know what movie she was from. I did not know how to describe
her. Wrong lover!
Okay.
All right. The real bad guy in Coco.
Never saw it.
I never saw Coco either.
Ernesto de la Cruz.
Rick, I can't actually. I haven't turned that one on. I actually can't do that one. That one's off limits for me. I'm too much of a.
That's fine. Yeah. Second round is more challenging. And the last one, the parental figure.
Oh, dang it! I just thought of it right now. Just came to my head.
All right. So you guys got, I think, 3 out of 7, maybe 4. I don't know. It kept score. The score right now is 18-4.
You know what? We need to shake this up, right? What is Sheila's best thing here, Steve? What does she need here? Maybe we can double the point value here.
No,
what do you think? Let's shake this up.
No.
I am having fun.
New characters, sidekicks.
You know,
yeah, I'm going to have to try to do sidekicks. That's the only thing I can think of that I could explain to her.
Oh, good luck.
Even though she's not watching any movies.
But I'll tell you something. I'm turning around. I'll tell you something, Chris. It's nice to hear Stacey every now and again in the background lending support to me.
You're amazing, thanks. Sheila. You've got this.
No, I don't, Stacey. You don't have to lie.
Stacey is good at affirmations.
Yeah.
Sheila, can I say something right now?
Yeah.
I want to be the one to give you the clues. I know we can do this. You've got no. it in you.
Yeah. No, Chris, no.
Yes.
No, I'm being honest. If you want to do it, that's fine, but no. You won't be able to do anything. I'm hopeless. I'm just hopeless.
All right. Either Sheila, are you ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the category is?
Nope.
Sidekicks.
Sidekicks. All right. On your mark.
That means I kick her in the side every time a clue comes up?
That is not what that means.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. Let me reconfigure the game here. Hold on. All right. On your mark, get set, go.
This was in... Mulan, it was Little Dragon.
It's
my favorite dish, blank pork.
Mushu.
Good man.
Nice.
It's food. I know.
Hello. All right. Okay, this is a little monkey in a lat. Hello?
Okay. Yeah.
Hello? Little monkey in Aladdin.
Oh.
He was sitting there.
Boo? No, it's not Boo.
Yeah. Yes.
A Boo.
Yes.
Got it.
All right, this is the little lizard that you hate that was in Tangled.
Oh, it's the green lizard.
He has a French name named after a artist.
Pascal.
Yep.
Nice.
Okay, this is from one of my favorite movies, Robin Hood. and it was his character, the big guy,
Nick
the
bear.
Yes,
you got it. Yes. Amazing.
Good girl. All right.
I want to give you guys the points for that one.
Can I explain why I got those?
Hang on. Rick, can you add on about 10 seconds for your warp speed through the... If you weren't watching a video, Rick had a seizure or something, and he kept on pressing the button.
I thought I had the seizure. I was like, okay. Abu lives on.
Can I just explain why I knew those answers?
Yes. I gave great clues.
No. I play Disney Magic Kingdoms, the game. And all those are characters in my game except one.
Little John.
No, yeah, Little John's in there.
No, he's not.
Oh, I thought he was.
No.
Nope. Oh. Little John and Robin Hood walking through the forest.
Now, if you did a game on Disney Magic Kingdoms, I'd win you all, guys.
Yeah. And the rest of us would be with the clue. What?
All right. I think we'll do the live action movies.
All right, live action movies. Chris and Stacey, are you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
All right. I'm going to try not to have a seizure or spaz out this time like I did. All right. Are you Mark? Get set. Go.
All right. This has twins back in the late 70s, maybe early 70s. Haley Mills. Right, they switch places.
Oh, a Parent Trap?
Yep. This is the movie that you should have seen a lot longer ago, but just recently. Yes. This is the new remake of one of the most beloved rides at Magic Kingdom with The Rock.
Jungle Cruise.
Yes. This has one of our co-hosts' names in it and a fantasy creature.
Black Cauldron? But,
no. Oh, my gosh. That's really late, but no, that's not it. Let's pass for this one.
Dang it.
This is a show that was on the Disney Channel. Lots of teenagers singing teeny boppery songs recently.
Musketeers?
No, pass. Okay, this... dang it. I went too long on the descriptive clues trying
it's
to...
Okay.
You had that one right. The one I couldn't, he came up with Black Cauldron.
That was amazing.
Michael Black. I mean, it was like,
that what? Threw me for a loop. I was like, oh my gosh, yes, that could be it, but that was not correct. Pete's Dragon.
I wouldn't have guessed Pete's Dragon. I wouldn't have guessed High School Musical, Freaky Friday, maybe Roger Rabbit, but those were good.
I know that one came first. You definitely would have gotten Roger Rabbit because I would have said your favorite female character.
There you go.
All right, so the score right now on the last round is 24-14. The Dubs are in the lead. You guys can totally get this if you get 5 or more answers right. All right.
Let me remind my partner what it is. It is new characters after the year 2000. I think it really matters.
Well, she might get that because that's when she became a Disney fan.
True.
All right. Are you two ready?
Yes.
Sheila? Okay.
Yes.
Are you Mark?
Don't be snappy.
I won't be Mark? Snappy.
Get set. Go.
This is from the frog and the Skip. She's not going to get that one. Hi, I'm doing a show, and it's from MILF, the great show.
My goodness.
Okay, and I'm a bouncing little rabbit, and I'm from Zootopia, and my name is...
I don't think...
Hi, I'm a female rabbit, and
he's
my
bouncing
name...
totally.
Okay. From Zootopia.
Judy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now I'm a rat, and I'm in the movie Ratatouille, and you won't know this. Go. This is What happens when we have... Never mind.
So were you bouncing around when you were trying to get her to do Hoops?
Absolutely. Yes. You had him down there.
I could totally hear it. You could totally hear you bouncing.
Yep.
Love it.
The first one was Tiana from The Princess and the Frog.
Yeah.
Oh, Judy Hopps. I got Judy.
Yeah,
I got Judy. Give her that one.
I did. The points are already there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I accidentally hit yes for the one that she missed.
Mm-hmm.
So it all works out.
Yeah.
All right. So unfortunately, Steve and Sheila don't make it to the winner's circle.
Imagine that.
Once again, it's Chris and Stacey.
Let's do it.
That's okay.
Okay. Are you guys going? What?
I said, good luck, guys.
Oh, how nice of you.
Why are you putting hexes on the screen?
Shh. They don't know that.
Are you guys switching roles again? So
yes.
Stacey's going to guess. Chris is going to.
I will guess.
Okay. All right. Chris, don't forget, you're not allowed to use phrases.
So I have to use single words because I didn't do this one the first time. I just used single words to describe this?
Yes. Okay. One or two words.
And that's it?
Yeah, we'll allow two words, but not like phrases.
Gotcha. But I could repeat though. Like, I mean, if
yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah. You can use as many one words, single words as you want.
Gotcha.
All right. 2 minutes are on the clock. Stacey, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, Chris, are you ready?
Let's do it.
On your mark, get set, go.
Opposite of my
first phrases.
Prince.
Female. Princess. Princess.
Plural.
Princesses.
Okay. Scary building studios.
Tower of Terror.
Truck animals.
Safari, Kilimanjaro safaris.
Mm-hmm. Shopping downtown.
Disney Springs.
Okay. Monorail. Boat.
Transportation.
Okay. Songwriter, Mary Poppins.
Oh my goodness, I know this. I have
siblings.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I have all their
CDs. It's okay. Just think.
I want to say Gershwin, but it's definitely not Gershwin.
You're close.
Sherman Brothers. Sherman Brothers. Girl. Thank you.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Oh, I was still pulling for you, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's getting pulled a blank. No!
I don't know why I could have been thinking Gershwin. That was weird.
I was going to say Tank. Would that have helped you if you didn't get Sherman? Would you have recognized that?
No.
No? Okay. I didn't think it might.
Too young.
Yeah, I was like, no phrases, and then Chris is like... this is like the opposite of my
it's cover. It's so hard to remember so hard. That when you're
especially
in the
first one, yeah, Rick. I was like, let me think, how does it do that?
Yep.
Tiana, Cinderella, Aurora.
Rick, do you buy the game packs for these separately for the family?
No, they're free.
They're free.
Mm-hmm.
That one's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really fun. Yep. Nice job.
Thanks.
That's it,
Sheila. You did.
They won $100,000.
$150,000.
We can quit. We can quit our day jobs, Chris.
I'm thinking.
No, you have to pay the taxes on it, which is probably $110,000.
Yeah, this is true. Right.
Exactly.
Well, I'll be honest, guys. I'm surprised I even got one right.
Yeah, me too.
You did
amazing. You did amazing.
Well, I did good when it came to my game characters. Mm.
And when you describe turkey legs.
You're not going to let me forget that, are you?
We have two.
We can make a t-shirt out of that.
Oh my gosh, yes. We'll talk about that. But
Monorail Tales turkey legs.
Steve and Sheila, you guys have a trip coming down, and you're going to have some meetups to be announced. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, we're still working on them, Chris, but mm-hmm. I think we more or less got it. Right. Okay. Thursday the 30th of September, We're all going to be down in the Disney Springs area. I'm planning on being sort of in the balloon area because I was going to get on the balloon, hopefully, and take pictures down on the crowd. So
both of us. I mean, take a picture of the two of us, Rick and I.
We're going to have more than two.
All right.
Yes, Michael's going to be there. I know Michael is.
That's true. Michael is.
So that's the Thursday. And then I am suggesting to the gang and anyone else that wants to join us as do a ride together at Magic Kingdom.
Space Mountain.
No. Awesome. Small World. We've got to think of the young kids.
Big Thunder. Well, if you're thinking about my kids, it's Big Thunder or Space Mountain.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Michelle's kids, actually. And me.
They'll be all right.
Yeah.
And then, sorry, Chris.
You should have low crowds.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
We hope.
Right.
And then.
Actually, we're going to be at Animal Kingdom on Friday.
Oh, what? Oh, Friday, yeah.
Yeah, we're for low crowds.
Right.
We're going to skip Magic Kingdom and go to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
And then on the
not really.
Saturday, we're at Epcot, most of us. And once again, it'll just be, you know, if anyone wants to meet up, have a drink or grab an ice cream or something, you know, just
say hello.
Say hello and that's it.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Chris, because we've never done this before. I mean, number one.
This is our first time.
It's our first time.
It's our second time.
We had
an unofficial meetup in South Carolina.
Yeah,
no,
that's
but I'm talking
that's
about
true.
Other people, like, you know, the full crew.
Yeah, this is actually the first time our full crew is going to meet together. Yeah.
Oh, that would be fun.
I mean, even though I'm only, 4 hours from Atlanta, we have never met with Michael and Michelle and me. And even before that, even with, what's her name?
Kim.
Kim. We've never met. And Kim's husband used to be my mother's pharmacist at the Walmart.
Can we just get back on track just for a minute to close this out and then start recording?
Says the person editing.
Yes.
I
think Chris should do this one.
Well, hang on for one second. So the first time Stacy actually talked me into this, we were asked to do a, I guess you'd say like a, just appear at the Indie Disney Meet in 2018. Yeah. And Stacy had gone with her family previous to that. And so she had kind of told me some details. And when we were like, yeah, let's think about doing this. We'll go there. We'll talk to people. Maybe people would recognize who we are occasionally. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be like a disaster. Like, no one's going to know who we are. No one's going to you're just going to be standing there very humbly and hope that like someone's like, oh yeah, I listened to you once back many years ago. And it, you know, honestly, it was like in terms of professional, and we're not professional, like, but like podcasting, it was like life changing. The fact that like people knew who you were. So you guys, this is your first. People will know you. People will recognize you guys for
sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So don't worry about that. Like you've been advertising it.
Oh, now you're scaring me.
No, yeah. There are people. You're going to walk around and people will say, hey, aren't you Steve and Sheila? And they're going to recognize Sheila's accent from anywhere. Yeah. And you'll be surprised. People will pick you guys out. And it's really pretty cool. And Stacy.
Yeah. And What happened with us at this past summer, people were wearing the Epcot Family Game Night shirts quite a bit and the Epcot Family Vacation shirts. And we got listeners from that. People were saying, oh, I just subscribed to your podcast because I saw your shirts. So I'm sure you're having shirts and things that you're going to be wearing that will get, I think that'll be fun too. and bring business cards. Pass out those business cards, yeah. You know?
I ordered underwear.
We didn't try that.
Which scared me. Which totally scared me. Because Sheila told me that, and I'm like, he better not be wearing that in November.
Sheila, is your link for the merchandise still up on your website and on your Facebook page?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so, like, the T-shirts, I don't know where you get them from, but, like, the pricing on your T-shirts and sweatshirts, like, the sweatshirts are, like, $19. I was like, where is she getting these? I'm, like, completely jealous. Yeah, ours were, like, $35, you know, for
there's no profit.
There's no profit at this moment. I prefer to have people actually going and buying the shirts and wearing it into the parks.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Put your
the profit is the love in our hearts.
Nice. Can I ask one question? And I'm not being critical. May I ask one question, Sheila? Is there any chance of getting a darker color, a darker blue or a black or a dark green or a dark red in any of those combinations?
Yeah. I think Rick, when he put his underwear up on the site, I think Rick also did what I class a deep red. I've gone with the pastel colors because the logo really kind of shines through. Okay. I need to talk to my son to see if we can get a background so then we can move it to the darker colors. Now, what I'm finding when I go to make the shirts, if I go with a true dark color,
I think the actual
monorail Swift and the sort of microphone will come out, but nothing else comes out on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So okay. That's the issue. Really,
Bill had a dark blue?
Yeah, he had a blue.
Or a blue, and it does not show up.
Oh, okay. I understand then.
Oh, I found the site now and I see the underwear. Nice.
Wait a minute. Rick Forbes has got underwear on there?
I see it's red. Yep, there sure are some underwear on there.
Yeah, everybody should go on the site. We do have a red tie-dye shirt, Chris.
The red tie-dye shirt is really nice. I think that I might want that.
Monorail Tails, T-A-I-L-S, baby.
Yep, there you go. T-A-I-L-S, and I want a thong.
I didn't think of thongs, but we got panties.
I don't know
panties.
If that, the logo would fit quite well on a thong.
That's all right. Maybe. Well, it gives a new meaning. Gives a new meaning to the monorail.
Actually, you see, looking at looking at that T-shirt there, it's the smaller print that's not coming out very well.
Nice. Nothing says the weekend like the Monorail Tails men's boxer brief.
There
you go.
Oh no, I'm gonna say something I should not say.
Go for it.
No, I'll tell you off air.
Stace, and if you needed to know the web address, you can always look at across someone's butt cheeks to find the web address. Nice. Rick.
Oh, my God, Rick.
I'm just curious. Is that Rick the model? Me. Oh, okay, it's you, Steve. Okay.
Yeah.
Dave, my son, did it as a joke when the store first went up years ago, and I took them off. I had the most peculiar conversation with Rick yesterday because it went something along the lines of, Sheila, the underwear's missing. Did you take it down? It was something like that.
No, I'm sitting here. I'm listening to this. I'm like, who are you talking to?
Yeah. I ordered it, and she was trying to process the order, and it wasn't going through. I was like, just take the underwear off.
That's what I'm like.
You guys, who does your website? You guys have a really nice website.
My son.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, if you ever want one, I'll get him to do you a discount on it.
Yeah, that's really, you guys did a really good job.
I like the merchandise.
Yeah, really nice.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
What?
The tie-dye.
Do you like tie-dye?
Well, I'm not a fan of it, but I'm just saying that looks nice.
Yes, yeah, this one
I
right
like the
here.
Faded tie-dye. Like, yeah, this, I like that look.
This is
that
nice.
That one looks good.
And actually, you know, the store itself, they have tons of stuff. I just haven't had time. I mean, you can get mugs, hats.
Swimming trunks.
Yeah. I mean, it's
Speedos.
mouse pads. I mean, it's got everything. It's the site we go to is, what is it, Printify?
Printify, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Rick, you did a good job today in the game, buddy.
Yes, Rick.
Congratulations. Okay, so.
Yeah, you need to congratulate the winners. Because it Rick. Wasn't you.
Yes. You know what? You are being so rude.
He is being rude.
I cannot believe how rude you are.
You know, when he first came on, he was like meek and mild. And now it's like, you know, we've got Clark Kent become okay. Superman.
Yeah, now it's like, look at me in my underwear.
Sheila, he's not a good person. He's not a nice person. I just want you to know, everyone thinks he's this nice, friendly guy with questionable hair. But no, he is not a good, I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Rick, right. I tell you what, Stacy and I will gladly forfeit all of our winnings for two tie-dye Monorail Tail shirts. And, well, Stacy, I don't want to speak for you in terms of underwear, but I would settle for one pair of Monorail Tails men's boxer briefs. I'm just saying, I'm just throwing that out there.
That ain't going to happen because I just can't have that image. Sorry. I mean, Chris, I love you, but. No.
Okay, let's just do a quick wrap up. Okay, so after the actual last round, all of us went off, as Andre would say, the beam, the rail. Before we close the actual Monorail Tales show out, I would just want to say, with a smile on my face, a big congratulations to, who are they? It's, where are they from? Yeah, that's it. The Dubs. Yeah. No, I just honestly, Stacy and Chris, you played amazing. You know, you really did.
Thank you.
Great job.
I didn't, but that's another story for another day. Rick, I cannot thank you enough. You are the best game host we have ever had on Monorail Tales. This is
the only one we've ever had.
Yes. Well, don't spoil it. Oh, okay. Chris. Chris, where can we find you guys? Where can our listeners find you?
Well, Stacy, myself, Michael, Carly, we're all in EDCOT, and you can find us on the Dubs Facebook page, the WDub Review. But we're generally in the Facebook group. We're actually all in the Monorail Tales Facebook group as well, too. So you can find,
where's
you can
that
find us. Yeah, exactly. You can find us there as well, too.
Follow the trail.
Oh, I'll have to look that up.
Is that the happy trail?
Okay, Rick.
Wow.
You notice when Forbes speaks,
yeah, I know.
People are just like, oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
Okay. So, listeners, if you're still listening to this bit, you can understand why the rest had to be cut out. I really hope the end of this show does make sense to you guys. And thanks for staying with us, if you're still here, to the end of this show. To find us, it's quite simple. Just go over to Monorail Tales, T-A-L-E-S. You'll find all of our social links there. And we would love to see you over in our Facebook group. And as Chris has said, you'll also see the Dump family there as well. Yep. So we're just one big happy family.
Yep.
Love it.
So until next time, listeners, take care. We love you. And we'll chat soon. Everyone say goodnight.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow.